College is hard. Let's talk about it. We laugh, we share, and we're telling you all about our college experiences and tips to improve yours. Quadcast presents Quad Talk 101.
Hey, this is Sean Wattman, and I'm here with
Sherry Kavumbi
and Allie Robinson.
Welcome back, guys. You know, we have another special episode. Last time we had Morgan Tobin, and she was talking about her club, Bringing Hope Home. So definitely check that out if you guys haven't already. And now we're back. We got the two hosts. Well, me, and then obviously you and Allie. So Sean, you apparently had such an awesome topic that you didn't even tell me what it was before recording. So what is it, my friend?
Okay, I guess we're going to start with that.
Yeah.
So this summer, I will be doing the Disney College program.
Oh my God.
That's so exciting. Yeah. What made you decide you wanted to do it?
I'm a big fan of Disney, wanted to try something new. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go for it.
Nice. Yeah. Now, how does that work? Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah. So it's like there's a variety of roles. I can be like merchandise. I can do, I'm trying to think, like attractions. Mm-hmm. So it's, I'm going to be randomly selected in something. I have no idea what I'm going to be doing.
Right.
So they provide housing, but I have to pay for it. But the good news is it comes out of my paycheck. So, like, I don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but yeah.
That's really exciting. So, you don't know what you're going to be doing yet?
No.
Do you have any, like, specific one? If you had to pick, which one would you pick?
Attractions.
Attractions.
Nice. I would love to be like that person that's like, I'm going to check your seatbelt.
Click. That's really awesome.
Yeah.
Man, Allie, have you ever thought of doing that?
No, I have not. I don't like the Florida heat.
That's fair.
That's valid.
I like Disney World, but I feel like being there every day, surrounded by kids, that's not for me.
Sean loves kids.
Oh, I love kids.
You love the kids. No, that's really exciting,
And this
though.
Summer, by the way, it's going to be the hottest on record, which I'm not looking forward to.
Wow, that's awesome.
Oh yeah.
You're going to wear so much sunscreen. You're going to be so red.
I am.
So red.
So red.
Now you'll be able to tell us like the behind the scenes of like, because I know they have like specific rules at Disney.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, anything you want to know, just come to me.
Oh my gosh, I will. Yeah. I'll just hit you up. So are you going to be going for, you said this was like a summer program or is this like the fall semester or what?
This is, I don't know how long it's going to be. It depends. So sometimes it could be just the summer. It could be the summer and the fall semester. So it just depends on how long it goes. So we'll see.
Right.
But, yeah.
So did you like apply for this through Westchester? Or is it through the college program itself?
So Westchester gives no like information about this. They're not like associated to this. Like they'll help you and all that. But I did all of this through like the actual portal.
Okay.
So, oh, nice.
But it was a 3-step process. It was like an application, then a questionnaire. It was like, are you a hard worker? Yeah, I'm a hard worker. Like, I'm going to
who's going to say no, though?
Exactly. And then they had like an interview process. So it was a little stressful.
How was the interview process?
Well, I took it under a staircase because they called out of like, I didn't expect when they called because they said like plan an hour like in between.
Right.
I tried to do like in the morning Eastern time, but I accidentally apparently clicked Pacific time.
Uh-huh.
So then I had to I literally ran out of my like journalism class. I went downstairs and I took it all the way into like a staircase.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, terrible. Obviously you did well because you got into it.
Apparently.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Yeah. Wow. So, look at you. Look at you doing stuff.
Very exciting.
Yeah, that's really exciting.
Yeah.
So Allie.
This is somewhat related. It has to do with applications, interviews, all that stuff. The Career Center. Have you guys ever utilized the Career Center at all?
Yes, they're helpful.
I like literally did not know we had one. I don't even know where it is or what they do.
So it is located where Lawrence used to be. It's like upstairs where there's all those like offices and stuff. And basically they're just here to help you like get your resume in order. I think they do headshots every once in a while. I know they have like a closet where you can borrow like professional looking clothes if you're going on interviews, stuff like that.
Right.
So it's just a lot of really great resources that you can use to like get internships, plan your career after college. And it's very helpful. I never used it until I think last semester was the first time, and I'm a senior. So I feel like more people need to know about it because had I known about it in like freshman or sophomore year, I feel like I could have gotten a lot of use out of it.
Right. And why do you feel like a lot of people don't utilize it?
I don't know that it's advertised a lot. I know I get like handshake emails all the time, but like emails... It's like, I'm not going to look at an email. I'm like, oh, I get a million handshake emails a day. So it's just sort of like they get lost in the mix. And I just think that when you're like, when you're a freshman or a sophomore, you're not really thinking about after college.
Right.
So it's another reason. They're like, what do I need to go to a career development center for? I still have 2 years left in college. And then you're a senior and you're like, that might have been helpful 2 years ago.
Now, aside from just, you know, the borrowing of like, you know, professional clothes mm-hmm. and helping with internships, what other services do they offer?
So the service I've used the most is the resume appointment. So you basically, you take your resume, you make an appointment with someone in the career center, and they just sit with you for like half an hour. They tell you things that you could fix, things that look good on your resume, and having a good resume is very important.
Right.
So it's just sort of like nice to have that second pair of eyes who know what to look for in a resume.
Right, right. Yeah. Now, that makes a lot of sense, because I know some people will like ask friends or go online, and like not that any of those options are bad, but because it's the career center and they're so used to this type of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, here's how to spruce a resume, or here's how to, like, you know, go out and look for internships or jobs after.
Yeah, and it's specifically for the resume. I know I used like Google, TikTok, all those things a lot for like tips. But when you have someone looking at your resume and are able to give you direct feedback on like exactly what you have, it's really nice.
Right. No, that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. So they look at like the resumes. Do they do any like, I don't know if it's an aptitude test. I don't even know if that's like still a thing anymore.
Ooh, yeah, like a career test.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. But that would be kind of fun.
That would be kind of fun though. So they kind of like give you guidance of like, hey, here are the steps of what to do next. Mm-hmm. Here's some resources, stuff like that.
Yeah,
that sounds incredibly cool.
I do have a suggestion that I did too. Have them practice interview questions with each other, and that helps a lot. They actually will.
They have mock interviews.
Yeah,
mock interviews.
Oh, awesome.
Those are so important.
If you talk to them, they will do it, and it's really helpful. So
that is really helpful.
Yeah,
I didn't even realize that, because I've been on so many interviews, but I could imagine someone maybe just getting out of school or doing something a little more professional. Mm-hmm. They're like, I was stammering in the interview. I didn't know what to say. Ah, it's so awkward. So it's just nice to have that rapport and be able to like practice doing that.
Yeah. And it is available to alumni, too. Once you graduate, you can still come back at least for 2 years. And then I think it lessens a little bit after those 2 years, but you do still have access to it.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. So you can utilize this even when you're done at Westchester, because you're an alum.
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. Wow. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
So if you're paying tuition, even if you're not paying tuition, you're an alum, it's really worth it, because like it's free resources.
It is. Just utilize all the free, guys.
Exactly.
You're already paying the money to be here, you know.
Yep. So you might as well take advantage of everything you can.
Ah, that's so awesome. So you said it's upstairs, like where Lawrence used to be, or where Lawrence
is. In that building. So if you're like at Einstein, there's like a big set of stairs. You just go up there, and it's pretty easy to find.
Yeah,
it's to the right.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. Okay. So you just go. That makes sense, because I actually stumbled into there like on accident. I don't even know what I was looking for. I was hanging up flyers and I was like, oh, this is the career center.
Yeah. It's a little hidden away.
I know. I wish they like kind of advertised more, or I've seen it on things. I'm guilty of this. When I saw the handshake emails, I thought it was a dating app. And I was like, how did I get this in my school email, until someone was like, no, that's the career center. I was like, well, that's confusing.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah. All the handshake emails go to like my other mailbox, so I see them in really tiny font, and I'm like, not opening
You're
that.
Like, no.
I have a million of those. I don't need it.
And the name too, it's like it throws you off. You know, like I don't even know how to pronounce it. It's I looked at that and I was like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
So they shouldn't have that, in my opinion. They shouldn't have that name. They should just be Career Development Center. So at least, you know.
Yeah. At least people know like what it is. It's about the branding, people.
Yeah. Not the fancy name.
Right. You know, Sean, you were talking a little bit about Rihanna's performance. You're like, we got to talk about that. We got to talk about it.
Yeah, we do.
Thoughts? Because you're like one of the biggest fans. You even said on the podcast, I'm excited for her to perform. So what were your thoughts?
What were your thoughts?
That's a cop out.
I mean, I like her.
You
she's
like
fantastic.
Her.
I love
she's
her
fantastic.
Music. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I think she did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
I think her backup dancers.
They were killing it.
I think they were there.
They were there.
The marshmallows were there.
The marshmallows.
Their suits were too big. They couldn't move. That's one of the reasons.
That they
didn't really, you know, present the best, in my opinion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think, like, listen, Rihanna was pregnant. She couldn't really do much, so she did fantastic. But I don't know. I feel like the dancers could have done more. I don't know.
I feel like I agree with that. Yeah. Having no knowledge regarding dancing, so I'm not an expert in dancing whatsoever, I have to agree with you.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, at first it was like a back and forth for me. When I saw it, I was like a little disappointed, but I was like, all right, she's pregnant. I really don't want her doing handstands on like the stage. It's not necessary. And I'm in a sports communications class, and we were talking about, you know, her pregnancy and stuff. And I don't know if you guys remember, it was either the MTV Music Awards or the VMAs where Beyonce was pregnant.
Yeah.
But she
yeah.
was dancing a lot. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it sets like this high standard of like, even if you're pregnant, you got to be moving around. I'm like, yeah. I don't want you to. Yeah. That makes me anxious. So like, all right, I could see that. It wasn't like my top 10, but it wasn't like, it didn't enrage me either. It was just kind of like, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I feel like given the past few Super Bowls have had so many performers together, I was just sort of waiting for someone else to
Jay-Z
come out the whole
was
time.
There.
Yeah.
He was at the Super Bowl and they had a song with him in it. And I was like, okay, Jay-Z's going to show up, and he did it.
No, it was Rihanna Fest, which I also cannot complain about. But I was sort of like, okay, who's next? Who's coming out?
Who's next? Who's coming? Jay-Z, are you coming?
Charlie Puth.
Charlie Puth? Charlie Puth at the friggin'. So I have a question for you guys, because my sports comm class also posed this question. If you had to pick like a new person, like for the next Super Bowl, who do you think would be the best pick for it?
I was thinking that too.
Ooh. I have no idea. Nicki Minaj.
That would be fun. That would be fun. I mean, she has a lot of different types of hits, because she has a lot of pop hits and rap and R&B. Like, she has a lot of stuff. So I feel like, also, I love when she's like Roman, I think it is.
Yep.
So she's very theatrical in that sense. So I feel like that'd be good. What do you think, Sean?
You're going to disagree, but I agree with Nicki Minaj. And to add to that, Shawn Mendes.
Together?
Yeah, I know. I know, that sounds weird, but...
Hold on.
I know.
Hold on.
I know.
Hold on. Do they even have songs together?
No, but I could see it.
I don't even think they've met before.
That's okay. I'll introduce them.
What does that even look like? Because here's my thing, right? Shawn Mendes is like very like mellow, laid back, kind of contemporary rock type of thing.
Then put that with hip hop, goes really well together.
But like, I don't think they have any songs together.
No, but I could just see it. I don't know. I just could see it.
Could you see Shawn Mendes doing a show like by himself though?
He's not a performer.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
No.
But I love his music. I feel like at the Super Bowl, everyone would go crazy.
So you need Nicki Minaj to hype it up?
Yeah.
Is Nicki Minaj going to sing these songs, or is she going to rap on top of that?
Probably rap on top of it.
That's so interesting. Yeah. So a friend of mine from class told our entire sports comm class, saying, Panic at the Disco. And everyone was like upset. They're like, no. And he's like, why? And someone was like, well, because the people who like Panic at the Disco aren't watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And sure. I asked a couple people, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's true. They don't watch the Super Bowl. I don't know who else I'd pick, though, to be honest.
Justin Bieber?
I'm shocked he hasn't, though.
I feel like he's
too old for that. I feel like
he's too old.
He doesn't release music consistently enough anymore.
He could do past ones.
What? Yeah, Rihanna didn't. Wait a minute. Rihanna didn't even like release a song in the past like 7 years.
The difference between like Justin Bieber and Rihanna is that Justin Bieber's hit songs are from when he's like 16. So like when you have this like 30-year-old up there singing Baby.
He's done it. I've seen the video.
I'm not talking about that song. That song's old. I'm talking about like songs like Sorry. What else? I'm trying to think of another ones. Like 2016 songs that he sang.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's Sorry, there's Beauty and a Beat,
oh,
and Nicki Minaj could show up for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because he has the, I forget what album it was. I don't remember. The Purpose album, where it had Sorry and it had all these different songs on there that are not from when he's 12.
Cold Water. Good one.
Never heard of that.
Oh, we're going to play it after this.
So Justin Bieber, he's too old, even though he's younger than Rihanna.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rihanna's timeless.
Oh, Major Lazer.
Oh, would they put a DJ on?
Probably, no.
Like, I feel like there would have to be someone else with the DJ.
They need to, because it's just going to be them at the turntable.
That's true.
I know. All right. I'm going to ask you guys in the comments, who do you think should be the next person to play at the Super Bowl? I really want to hear your thoughts.
Oh my God. Wait. I have another one. I'm sorry.
Who? What?
Usher.
Usher would be fun.
Yeah.
Usher's still
And Jason Derulo.
Still Okay, Jason Derulo. Okay,
if, I think
Avita Savage. If they were together, I will break my TV.
I think both of them.
I feel like Usher is too old to do it alone.
Oh, stop!
I am gonna.
Really?
Honest.
Have you seen him perform
He's
live?
Good.
He's still so
yeah.
good.
He's good.
I don't know.
You're picky. Don't
know? I am. Yes.
That's so funny.
True.
But Jason Derulo.
If I can see them doing it together,
I think they.
Okay,
should.
That would be okay.
I'm gonna call them.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for listening in to Quad Talk 101. I'm Sherry.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Allie.
And we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at WCU Quad and Twitter at the Quad WCU. Tune in next week for another episode of Quad Talk 101.